Good morning. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 11:07 on Friday, September 22nd, 2017. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission. With me in person is Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, and via phone line, Commissioner Brian Crosses. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, good. Wanted to hear and make sure that, we were, in fact, connected. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you?
I don't either.
Commissioner Crosses?
I do not.
Okay, we'll move right into the agenda items then. We have two items on the regular agenda. The first one is BK1. Commissioner Crosses?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the first item, I move the Commission issue a notice of public hearing and public input sessions in Montana Dakota Utilities Company 2017 natural gas rate increase, application case number PU-17-295.
Second.
On July 21st, 2017, Montana Dakota Utilities Company, a division of MDU Resources Group Incorporated, filed an application to increase its rates for natural gas service to provide additional 2015 test year annual revenue of $5.9 million, or a 5.4% increase in test year annual revenue at current rates. On September 6th, 2017, the Commission approved MDU's request for an interim rate increase based on the projected 2018 increase request. The interim rate increase of $4.6 million, 4.2% over current rates, became effective for natural gas service on and after September 19, 2017. MDU is required to refund interim rate amounts in excess of final rates approved by the Commission, including interest. The Commission will be holding public input sessions and a formal technical hearing on the rate increase request. Those public input sessions will be held via interactive television on October 24, 2017 at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time and on October 25, 2017 at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The public input session is not considered part of the formal technical hearing, and the discussion at the session will not become part of the record, evidence reviewed by the Commission in making its decision. The discussion, however, will aid the Commission and its staff in identifying areas of concern that may be require future further investigation. Members of the public are invited to appear and participate in the public input session at the listed locations, which include Williston State College, Minot State University, Dickinson State University, the Public Service Commission Hearing Room, Lake Region State College in Devil's Lake, Valley City State University. The public will also be able to hear the input sessions by connecting to the website, which is listed, which is education.video.nd.gov, using login guest at meeting.edu and password meeting. The Commission will receive email questions during the session as well at vschock@nd.gov. A public hearing is scheduled to begin February 28, 2018 at 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the Commission Hearing Room, State Capitol, 12th floor, Bismarck, North Dakota. So at the Capitol building, right in our office. And petitions to intervene, I'll note, are governed by North Dakota Administrative Code, Chapter 69-02-02. However, the Commission encourages anyone to wishing to become a party to this proceeding to file the petition to intervene as early in the process as possible to allow, if granted, intervener status, full participation in pre-hearing filings and other actions. Consequently, anyone wishing to become a party should file a petition to intervene by November 10th, 2017. For more information, contact the Public Service Commission at the State Capitol at 701-328-2400 or 877 245-6685.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll just point out, I think when it comes to the input sessions, I've been surprised in the 4.5 years I've been here, the fairly minimal response that we've gotten on a lot of the public input sessions. They're quite an effort to put on and make it accessible and keep everything connected up. But I do think it's worth continuing on yet. It does provide the people the opportunity, and maybe as time goes and rates change, maybe it will pick up more. So I'm hopeful that we get good feedback, and glad we're continuing on with that tradition.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Commissioner Christman. We do encourage public input on these cases, and we certainly would welcome the opportunity for any feedback and input. Excellent point. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Commissioner Fedarczyk?
I move the commission acknowledge Hess Corporation's notification regarding avoidance areas in the corridor of the project and that there is no reasonable alternative to the expected impact as described in Hess Corporation's September 21st, 2017 certification relating to NDCC 4922.1-01 sub 3B. And approve the minimal expected impact, if any, to those avoidance areas in Hess Corporation 14-inch crude oil pipeline, Williams County siting application case number PU-12-683.
Second.
And now, as I just read that out loud, I think it's a 12-inch pipeline. So we'll have to make that change to the motion, but it is, for the record, a 12-inch crude oil pipeline in Williams County. The company, this is a case that we approved back in 2013 for a conversion of a pipeline, and the company, it was, I think, about a 10.2 mile long conversion of a crude oil pipeline between the Ramberg truck facility and the Tioga rail terminal. After getting out there and doing some of the work and some of the pre-work, the company determined that they wanted to replace a good chunk of that line instead to make it safer. And so they are now going through that process, and they're going to be replacing the line in the same corridor parallel to where the existing line is. So all the work will be done in the same corridor. They're not going outside of the approved corridor, but because they're going to be doing some new construction where before they weren't really doing any turning the ground, they have looked at all the avoidance areas and the exclusion areas. There are no exclusion areas that they will be impacted by this, and they have certified as such to us. They have identified some areas of avoidance areas, and their plans largely state that they will be avoiding those avoidance areas, but this motion that declares that to the extent that there is any impact, it will be minimal and it can't be avoided, and it's approved by the commission.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, anything else, any other items that have come up? I do not have any. Anyone else have anything?
The only thing I have, Commissioner Crocius, will you be authorizing someone to sign on your behalf?
Yes. And Mr. Chairman, who would typically sign in my absence?
Try John Hamry.
Okay, I authorize John Hamry to sign in my absence.
Thank you.
Okay, and I have no announcements, and so we are adjourned.
Okay.